Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Researcher, and he's got a lot of news to cover that's been unfolding with the whole COVID-19 situation and the police state rollout and their attempts now to kind of shut the lockdowns down to make us go to sleep and go away before we continue to coalesce resistance and basically take the new world order to the tool shed where they need to be taken. But that is coming up next segment. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at everything we're dealing with, and it's mad scientists. You know, most doctors and scientists are good men and women, but there have always historically been scientists that want to play God and that get off on dominating everybody. And we have to recognize what they're doing. We have to get involved politically and culturally and economically and spiritually and stop them. And that's really what we have to do. We have to look at every angle and become aware of what they're doing. Because not everything is black and white. Now, there is no gray when it comes to good and evil, but when I say not black and white, I don't like what Putin's doing. I don't like the fact he invaded Ukraine. But then Soros brags they started the fight, overthrew the government that was elected in 2014, and then we're trying to push ethnic Russians, who are the majority in the East, out of the country. So, I mean, the West started the fight, and Putin took the bait. And I get it. Somebody punches me in the face, even if it's a trap, I'm going to start swinging at them. I mean, it's instinctive. It's a default position. It's very Christ-like to sit there and be able to take it and just say, you know what? You're trying to get me to fight you back right now because you can't beat me politically. I'm going to go ahead and make myself a martyr and let you go ahead and beat me to death or kill me, because if I just kick your ass right now, you lose in the short term, but you win in the long term. But if I lose in the short term, I win in the long term. I'll let you destroy me. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, strike me down. I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And that's where we are, and that's what we're discussing. So I wanted to get Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who's a medical doctor and has more of a curriculum vitae that I could read in an hour, on just all the big developments. And now the documents coming out from the CDC confirming what he and others warned of over a year and a half ago, and where he sees this going, and how we get justice for what has happened. That is all coming up on the other side of this quick break. But there is no doubt that the whole COVID rollout is failing. The whole police state's failing. But then Fauci, like a demonic jack-in-the-box, a demonic joker, has popped back out and is saying, I want more lockdowns. Yes, we need more lockdowns. They're so good. China's so good with their lockdowns. In Shanghai, we need those too, despite all the statistics that they don't work and they're horrible. Why is he doing that? We'll ask Dr. Richard M. Fleming that important question when we come back on the other side of this one-minute break where some stations join us. Infowars.com is not just tomorrow's news today. It really is more influential now than it's ever been. And we can't do this, and we can't be here without you. So just remember, don't take us for granted. Don't take you for granted. How long will InfoWars be here? It's up to you. But we're right on empty. We're right there at the edge of the situation. So please give us your word of mouth and spread the word, because that's most important. Pray for us and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great nootropic Rainforest Ultra that hits really quick and is really clean and great. It's amazing. It's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Rainforest Ultra now at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design and over 100 others that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a very famous medical doctor and scientist here. I'm not going to read his whole bio. You can read it at FlemingMethod.com. I've looked it up myself. He is a cardiologist, nuclear cardiologist, certified in positron emission tomography. And he is also a jurisprudence doctor of law, researcher, inventor, and author. I won't go over all his patents, but I've talked to heart surgeons I know, and they all say he's a prestigious scientist. FlemingMethod.com. I wanted to get him on with us. He hadn't been on in probably 4 or 5 months to talk about all the big developments since he was last on, and all these Pfizer documents that came out, they tried to suppress it, were just fabulously evil, proving everything we talked about, and then some. And then how did he and Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist at Pfizer and others, how did they know this would happen? How did the CDC in October of 2020, a year and a half ago, how did they know it would cause all these problems before they gave it? And then where is this all going? So to cover the water for a moment, you can also get into this whole snake venom theory and more is Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You're the boss. You can wrote. You're the like. I go to the doctor. I say, "You're the doctor." I mean, where do you want to go, doctor?
You know, there's really two topics I want to discuss today. One is the Crimes Against Humanity tour that will begin on the 23rd of this month in Fort Myers, Florida, where Judy Mikovits, Patrick Woods, Reiner Fumick, and I will be giving presentations to the general public, talking about this virus, talking about things that we consider important. My specific presentation is going to be the last one, is looking at the use of biological weapons, how they've been used over thousands of years to harm people, looking at the gain-of-function research that went into the development of this biological weapon, looking at the actual crimes that have been committed, and then taking people forward to show them exactly how they can help us as we get actual criminal indictments with real grand juries using the state attorney generals around the country, which we've already started the process of working on. But before I get to all of that, I think it's important to cover this recent news with the snake venom material that has hit the news over the last week, particularly since this Monday. And I want to begin by pointing out that this is not me looking at the individual who has been presenting it, because the individual who's been presenting it, I've met him. He's a good individual. He is attempting to handle information that is well beyond what his training provided. In 4 months, he's tried to come up to speed on information. And what I need to do basically is to just, as I've always tried to do, is to set the record straight scientifically so that your viewers and other viewers and other programs that depend upon all of you to get the real information to them know what the truth is about what's happened. So I sent some documents to you that if we could show and just kind of walk people through them. I've numbered these from 1 to 14. So if your viewers can see number 1, I don't know if that's up there yet or not. Number 1, there we go. This is the document that the given individual, and I'm not going to mention his name because that's not what this is about, except that I want this gentleman to understand that, you know, he is well recognized in the community as someone who cares about people, cares about what's being told to individuals. I think he's received some bad information from people encouraging him to go ahead. And I would just ask that he maybe pull back a little bit, listen to this presentation and talk with the people that are out there worried about him and pull back and distance himself from the individuals that encouraged him to come out with this misinformation, this clearly misinformation. This is one of his primary articles that he goes to. And in this paper, the researchers are really trying to build a story that says this virus is naturally occurring. And to do that, they're trying to show that there are some similarities between this virus and pangolins and other animals, including snakes. And to do that, they actually worked through the process that is called, to use their terms, it is relative synonymous codon use analysis. Now, what this really is researchers saying how many codons from a snake or something else matches this coronavirus. There's only 4 nucleotide bases that exist. I know that this gentleman's over his head because he keeps talking about nucleic acids versus nucleotide bases. He keeps mispronouncing Genentech and other words. So I know he's trying to come up to speed, but he's out of his league here. And he needs some help. And there are lots of us out there that want to help him with this. This paper looks at these nucleotide bases, and when you put 3 of them together, they form what's called a codon. And that's what your cells use to tell you what type of amino acid to put together in a sequence to make a protein. Now, the reality is that this paper and the next 3, so I just want you to pop up number 2 and then number 3 and number 4 at your leisure so that people can see them and go look at them. Following publication of this first paper, 3 different sets of researchers who know what they're talking about, this being one of them, came back and said the methods that were used to say that the snakes were relatively similar, had some similarities to coronaviruses, that wasn't really a valid method. And the interpretations are incorrect. So this paper and then the next one, number 3, talking about cross-species transmission, if you can pop that one up there. And then number 4, which is the complete title on codon biases. So this one and the next one emphasize the same problems, that the paper that this individual was using to try to find similarities because he thought that snakes were somehow involved in this. These 3 following papers, number 2, number 3, and number 4, so you're looking at number 3 right now, all commented on the fact that the original paper was flawed, that it really was not a good paper, that it didn't do what it was designed to do, and the purpose of the original paper was to try to find an animal model. Now, the snakes, the pangolins, all the animals for around where SARS-CoV-2 was first released in Wuhan, China, none of those animal models have shown any consistency with the coronavirus. And that was Fauci's perspective. You know, the paper that was published in Lancet and Peter Daszak and the rest of them trying to say, oh, no, we didn't develop
this. Sure, they were always trying to say it was naturally occurring, so they did studies trying to compare the virus to naturally occurring proteins. Your point is, I'm not a doctor, but there's basic proteins in all of us. So just because the protein in the virus has some similarity to something else, that's like seeing a Ferrari has some of the same aluminum in it that a Volkswagen has. It doesn't mean it's the same car.
That's perfect. In fact, that's one of the examples I use. If you see the same tires on a Chevy and a Lexus, does that make a Chevy a Lexus or a Lexus a Chevy? No, they may have the same four tires, but that doesn't make them the same thing. So these four papers mislead people into trying to build this idea that this is a zoonotic or naturally occurring. And this gentleman, this doctor, this chiropractor, well-intentioned gentleman, took this hook, line, and sinker. But the sad part is that somebody else told him to look at this and to go forward with it. And he had friends and colleagues. I've spoken with him.
So you're saying this pushes the zoological view, which the system wants.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And so he essentially got played. And, you know, he's a good person. He's just over his head. This is beyond what his training is. And he's a good person. And you know, and anybody reporting on this, trying to say, well, wait a minute, maybe there's some importance in this. You know, I recognize the fact that mainstream media isn't covering it, so it leaves everybody else to try to pick up the pieces when there might be a story. But this is not a story. This is misinformation. This is misdirection. That's
so you're saying the Wuhan virus is clearly a chimera made in a lab. They've been caught red-handed, and now desperately somebody's putting out info that it comes from snakes, which takes us back to the wet market.
Exactly. Exactly. You're spot on. Okay?
All right, Doc, stay there. Let's come back and talk about it. Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com, medical doctor, scientist, lawyer, and more. We're going to look at all this, and it's fine. I have theories that aren't right. Everybody does. This is a college of ideas. We're not leftists. We're having a debate right now. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Which is the twin-headed hydra of the globalists with BlackRock, is trying to now buy Twitter so Elon Musk can't do it. What an incredible time to be alive. Dr. Fleming, continuing here with this big viral story everybody's asking about, so we're going to vet it and look at it, of snake venom in the water and snake venom. But snake venom doesn't replicate. Please continue.
Yes, no, exactly right. You know, The next papers that, and we're just going to do it with this final set of papers. One of the arguments that this individual used, which is in document number 5, that starts with phospholipase enzymes as potential biomarker of SARS-CoV-2 virus. That paper, along with the next one, which we'll show in just a second, was what was used by this gentleman to believe that he had found something that indicated that the snake venom was somehow in the remdesivir, somehow in the water, and somehow was actually SARS-CoV-2. And the justification was that if you looked at people who did poorly with this virus and people who might have been hospitalized, you saw a large amount of what's called phospholipase A2. Now, this is an enzyme system. So if we look at that paper and then we look at the one you have up there, number 6, these were the two papers that really said the more of this enzyme you see, the more of this phospholipase A2 you see, the worse they did. Well, guess what? Document number 7 is the theory that we keep talking about that I wrote and presented first at American Heart Association meetings in 1994. Presented again in 95. What you're seeing there is the chapter in the textbook, the critical care textbook that was published in 1999 that explained to people that what happens that causes this inflammation and blood clotting leading to heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, strokes, begins with the breakdown of cells in the body. So if we go to figure number 8, you're going to see a very complicated looking diagram. I recognize that. Look, I wrote it. I put it together. It explains everything. And if you look where that big black line is going across there, about where that big black line, almost where that arrowhead is at, if you look just to the right of it, you're going to see something called arachidonic acid. That is ARA, as it shows there in abbreviation. That is the breakdown of the cell walls that are damaged, whether it's by a virus, could be by cobra venom, it could be by somebody going in with a balloon trying to angioplasty open an artery, it could be by bacteria, it could be all the things that I said caused heart disease, begins with the breakdown of cell walls and the release of this phospholipase A2, which you can see at the bottom of the screen there. And that sets into motion inflammation and blood clotting. Now, that is exactly what's happening when this virus, Once it infects people and it makes them so sick that they become hospitalized, that they now are diagnosed with a disease called coronavirus disease from 2019. That it means that that damage has gotten so severe that their lungs are filling up. And we posted on the website something I didn't send to you. I didn't try to send everything. Documents that showed early on that this progresses quite rapidly. And the brain is fooled by people not thinking that they have a severe problem, because when this reaction occurs in COVID-19, it happens very rapidly, and people were caught off guard. They didn't realize that people were that sick, and then they put them on ventilators using the wrong settings, stretching the lungs and causing more damage, releasing more arachidonic acid. So they didn't need to get remdesivir or anything else into their body. They were simply people that weren't being treated for inflammation and blood clotting, put on ventilators at too high a setting to cause more damage. Now, this is not an ad for remdesivir, because as I've said before, we looked at it and it will only work 28% of the time, which is less than chance, which would be 33 1/3%. So that arachidonic acid isn't the result of something special with snake venom. That is what happens when cells inside your body become damaged and die, and they release that chemical to cause inflammation and blood clotting. It's the response for everything that goes on inside the human body.
So it's a trauma response. So to say that the virus is the same thing as a snake, well, both things are causing trauma.
Exactly, exactly. So if you really want to throw people off track, all you need to do is take a very good-hearted individual. And again, I'm going to emphasize, I think that this man is a good-hearted individual. I've been on stage with him. I have met him. I know people that are concerned about him. He is trying to do the very best. But you take somebody who's good-hearted, you throw something at him like this and say, go get this out there, it's important, and he does their work for them. Again, I encourage him to just stop presenting this information. I know it's not what he's familiar with. Come back. There's a lot of people that are trying to help explain this to him, and distance himself from the people that have encouraged
him. Because this is the whole point of a bioweapon, is it replicates itself, so you only have to hit a target group and then it spreads. Unlike a chemical weapon, that's the whole point of it, is it replicates, but a snake venom doesn't replicate, so it's not even you can technically say it's a poison, but it's not a replicating bioweapon, correct?
Exactly, exactly. It's a protein. It's a series of proteins, and proteins don't replicate. Genetic sequences, RNA and DNA, replicate, and they will eventually make proteins, but proteins don't go into the cell and turn themselves into RNA that can then go into DNA. So complete misdirection. Document number 9 shows not only did I come up with this, the inflammatory thrombotic response theory back in 94 and published in 99 and all the rest of the history we've talked about, but this paper shows how the ophthalmology community recognized the importance of these same things going on causing damage to the eye. So this was just a nice example of somebody else independently saying, wait a minute, eye problems, it's an inflammation due to these breakdown of these phospholipids and arachidonic acid, and clearly in 2009 we weren't talking about snake venom doing that or anything else. So just a nice example of that. Now, how do we know it's inflammation and blood clotting that's causing these diseases and prion diseases by the spike protein? Well, let's take a look at the next two papers. Number 10 is the paper that was published looking at humanized mice over a year and a half ago. And what the authors showed is that if they took mice and they changed the cells of the mice to have an ACE2 receptor like people have, and then they introduced this virus to it, these mice all developed prion brain diseases. And people can scroll through that article. I'm going to show you an image of it here in just a second.
Wow, so you take the so this is saying it's going to give us prion.
Absolutely. Prion diseases. And we're going to look in just a second. The CDC has confirmed this for us.
Hold on, Doc. We've got to go to break. Riveting and horrifying information. Dr. Fleming is our guest. Amazing research. Dr. Richard M. Fleming. FlemingMethod.com is an incredible website. I'm on there every week. The research is stunning. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is life-saving information, folks. You need to stay tuned. We're going to shift gears out of this in a little while into some of the latest news and other developments. Stay with us. Wars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Globalists are on the run.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we already were trying to get Dr. Fleming on for the last few weeks to talk about all the big developments and the Pfizer documents coming out and the morbidity numbers from the shots and where it's all going. But I understand he's wanting to kind of set the record straight in his view on the whole snake venom thing. And so viral right now. So let's finish up with that. Then I want to get your view on the other big developments that are taking place.
Absolutely. Thank you. So that last document we looked at the humanized mice The next document, number 11, looks at the rhesus macaque models, where that's the closest thing to humans when you're looking for it. And this paper also showed the same types of prion diseases occurring in these rhesus macaques. And if we go to number 12 on the sheet, what you're going to see are the results of both of those studies put together. And what this is one of the slides that you're going to see at the Crimes Against Humanity tour. If you haven't seen it before, it shows the actual damage done to the brains of these animals, of these mice, in the areas that are circled in red, and the blue ones are the rhesus macaque animals, where these prion diseases, either mad cow disease or Alzheimer's diseases, were caused in these animals when the spike proteins were allowed to enter the brain. This is not the result of a venom. This is a spike protein that is a prion, which means it's a protein that, when it comes into contact with other proteins, changes the structure to make it abnormal so it doesn't function. And in number 13, the next slide, this is the actual CDC data that people haven't really looked at yet. And the CDC is doing a great job of showing us why the excess deaths are occurring in Americans. And when you look at this, you look at the very top where it says respiratory diseases. Now, this is a virus that tends to hit the lungs. Viruses hit lots of areas of the body. So the belief that it just stays in the lungs and doesn't move around and doesn't cause disease elsewhere is a major misconception. But if you look at the respiratory diseases, these are the actual numbers of excess deaths on the right, not percentages that can be easily fooled people. These are the actual numbers. And if you look at the respiratory deaths, these are small numbers compared to what we see afterwards. The circulatory disease, which is inflammatory thrombotic disease that I've talked about already multiple times. Look at the tens of thousands of people. The cancers, the neoplasms, and inflammatory thrombotic disease that's going on. Alzheimer's and dementia, the prion diseases, and the other diseases that are inflammatory thrombotic diseases affecting the other organs of the body, the pancreas and the kidneys. And you can see that the CDC is confirming for us that, in fact, the excess deaths that are occurring due to inflammation and blood clotting, and prion diseases. They've given us the data. The last slide is simply to point out that we're going to present all of this. Judy Mikovits, Patrick Wood, Reiner Fumick, and I will be starting to present all these pieces of information. It begins April 23rd. You can find this on Crimes Against Humanity Tour, as it says on the bottom. We're going to start in Fort Myers, Florida. It's interesting that two states that we're going to present twice in are Florida and Texas. But we're going to L.A., we're going to Chicago, we're going to Phoenix, Houston, Minneapolis, Atlantic City. We're going to end in Dallas and Tampa. So my hometown.
Everybody should be there. Let me answer this question. You deal with the science, doctor, because you're a scientist. But politically, just if you're giving people your opinion, clearly a depopulation operation, clearly a breakdown of society operation. Testing to see if they can kill us and get away with it. I mean, this is insane.
I have repeatedly told people that the best biological weapon, or the best weapon, isn't designed to just kill people and be done with it. It is designed to dehumanize, to demoralize, to traumatize, and to take away from people the very reason that they think that they're there to live. And this has done...
So it saps your family and everybody. It slowly kills you.
Absolutely. And it has effectively done that. I mean, we have people that have turned against each other. We have friends, family, relatives, society, states.
This is designed to bring down civilization, a post-industrial world.
And it's doing a great job, isn't it?
And we have the Davos Group, both Harari and also Schwab, saying COVID is good. It brings down civilization. It brings in our control. Oh, it's so good. They accept a biometric takeover. Soon there will be no more humans. Now I play these clips. They're actually saying this. Obviously, they're the villains. My God.
And what has clearly happened here, this whole snake venom thing, is that they have taken somebody who's a good man, who clearly cares about what's going on. They have.
To me, it sounds like the new Q thing. It's every time we're exposing something, some wild thing comes out that then they attach to all of us. I'm not knocking him. I had him on earlier. I'm just saying snake venom doesn't replicate. You don't dump it in the water. Obviously, yeah.
This is not snake venom. That's not what's going on. He's a good human being. This is not the time to get splintered. You're running ads about products that help with immune support. These are the types of things that should be used in people prophylactically, not medications of any sort, but the types of things to improve your immune system. For people to recognize the truth, to realize when they're being led down wrong pathways that are doing nothing more than diverting their attention, and we see this all the time. You know, this used to be a common understanding. If you hear a news story that seems too good to be true, and it causes you to quit paying attention to what you've been paying attention to, it's probably designed to divert your attention from what you really should be thinking about.
Well, that's right. So shifting gears, how is it going for the globalists overall with their rollout, with the numbers, the Pfizer documents? I mean, it seems like it's not going well for them.
Yeah, I think the reality is this has been going on so long that there's been an opportunity to begin to expose some of what they're doing. And we're going to do that. I mean, this Crimes Against Humanity tour is designed to point blank show you the evidence of what's been going on, because what they're not expecting is for people to have the information to look at the evidence and to say, well, wait a minute, you know, anybody can put this together. I mean, here's the history of it. Here's the information that shows that they tried to hide this and cover it up. Here's the information that showed that they tried to fool people by diverting the attention to something else. That's the documentary that Bobby Kennedy is going to have on his website pretty soon. And it walks through people. That deposition was that video was taken under oath by a Texas court reporter. The person, the attorney who asked me the questions, what is a real attorney in Texas and California who has argued before and won before the Supreme Court of the United States.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. The system is in panic mode as the evidence comes out. What are they going to pull next, though? Because they're not going to just back down, in my view. Fauci's already on TV saying lockdowns are good. We need new ones. So just as a citizen, not just a scientist, what do you think they're going to pull politically?
They will pull something to try to cause sheer panic and chaos. And the answer to letting them do that came out in the Johns Hopkins report, just like the 2007 National Science Foundation study. It showed that the cessation of spreading this infectious disease and people dying had to do with two things. People voluntarily deciding that if they were ill, staying away from other people, and good hand washing. Those were the two things that accounted for 90% of the benefit. They will do whatever it takes that they are allowed to get by with, as long as everyday citizens don't have the knowledge and don't stand up to do something. And the way to break the back of this is to indict these people with a real grand jury. I'm tired of seeing all the pretend play grand juries that aren't real grand juries. This is a matter of the citizens getting to their governors and their attorney generals and stating, we want these people indicted.
Imagine if DeSantis got grand juries and paneled and started indictments. I mean, it needs to happen.
I have asked for DeSantis to join the conference. He will be my guest. I've asked for the attorney general of Florida to join to be my guest.
The attorney general of Florida seems dialed in.
Let's get him there. The reality is, once they see this, once they see the people's response, they will know they have to act, and this is...
Oh, there's no doubt we have to act. I mean, there's no doubt this is happening. All right, final segment, Dr. Richard M. Fleming, FlemingMethod.com. Incredible information. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We live in a victim society where people wear their victimhood like sergeant stripes on their shoulders. I am not a victim, I'm an overcomer, but I want to be honest with listeners who are patriots, who are conservative, who are Christian, who are just populists, who are into ignoring the attacks you're under, and realize in this case you can't be like we are. We've got to realize we are all, every person on earth is a veteran of a biological war. My father almost died. My mother got the sickest she ever was. I felt like a gorilla was on my chest for 2 weeks. I lost friends and family. I saw people I've known aged 10 years with COVID. And I've seen the genetic scans confirmed, now admitted it's a bioweapon made in the lab. So let's admit it. I survived the bioweapon attack of 2020. I survived COVID. We need to make a big deal about this and not just let them hit us and then we move on, because the very same people that did this are planning something else big. And that's why they saw our political opposition worldwide build with millions marching in Germany and hundreds of thousands in D.C. and New York and L.A. and London and in Australia and everywhere else. And they backed off for now, but they admit they're about to come back with it. So their whole gambit, their whole attack is about biomedical tyranny. And that's why people like Dr. Fleming are generals on the front lines exposing this, and Joe Rogan and all of you listeners, all of us together. But these are precious, precious people. And I told Joe, I said, you think we won this battle? That was just a part of it. We haven't won the war yet. We've got to continue to hammer COVID because they are still have people in lockdown around the world. What is your view on this, Dr. Fleming, and what else people should know about?
Well, the reality is, if anybody thinks that this was all that they were working on at the time, they're sadly mistaken. Nobody just works. No researcher just works on a single project. They're accumulating information.
They got a deck of cards, don't they? They got a whole laundry list of bad stuff.
Most definitely. And they've got CRISPR technology and other things that they're rolling through here. There are patents that are out there right now that talk about being used for gene therapy that will make glycoprotein 120, which is part of HIV, to make human cells make glycoprotein 120, which is a prion, to cause more prion diseases. So they have learned.
They're obsessed with prions. Why is that? Is prion the perfect weapon? I mean, they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, prion is right now the most outstanding weapon that you can make because there really haven't been good treatments. Now,
and it's self-replicating in the body, exactly. Explain what a prion is for those that don't know.
Right, so a prion is, you have to have the genetic code to make it, so you can either get it by the virus or by the vaccinations to get it in there. But a prion is an abnormal protein that when it comes into contact with a normal protein, changes that normal protein so that it no longer is normal and no longer works and no longer will become normal.
Now, and so it takes over other proteins and grows crystals that are very disruptive of the body.
Exactly. And we looked at blood work. We've done blood work where we've added the vaccine to it and actually saw that the red blood cells just turned pale gray once the vaccines hit the red blood cells. And the reason behind that, we believe, is that red blood cells don't have nuclei to make, repeat, replace themselves. So they're not geared up to respond to RNA or DNA in these vaccines. And we know, we've published it on the website, that when DNA or RNA is outside of your cell, it too is a prion. It's supposed to be inside your cells, just helping your cells make
sure, so blood's
replicate.
Made in the bone, it's dumped out, it's not replicating. So when it's hit with this, it doesn't know what to do.
Exactly. And all it can do is the hemoglobin that's inside those cells comes into contact with the prion. And as a result, the hemoglobin changes and it can't hold the oxygen and it turns pale.
So it's self-destructs, basically.
It does. It does. It can't.
How are they with all the studies, correct me wrong, that these are really messing with our whole family of white blood cells? What's happening there?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we know about this is that, you know, these white blood cells are critically associated with cancer. We know that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has an ability to interfere with what's called the P53 enzyme system, which is a system that protects you from developing cancers. So if you knock that out, your cells are left to just simply pick up a cancer and develop cancer without any self-control mechanism at all. So it effectively just depletes your ability to protect your cells.
So it lowers your defenses and the cancer gets you.
Yep. And it's also been shown that these vaccines lower your ability to defend your body by decreasing T helper 2 cells and interferon. And I understand people may not know what those are, but they are involved in your body's immune response to protect yourself.
So this is really the perfect weapon, isn't it?
It is. It is. They. I'm sure they're patting themselves on the back, but trust me, this is not the last thing they're working on. It wouldn't be the last thing I would be working on if I were running the program. And they're not going to back down unless they're forced to back down. And the only way you back them down is to indict them, take them to court, hold them criminally accountable, and stop the gain-of-function research project that's going on. And also quit allowing people to take away your freedoms. In fact, the fact that we're dealing with reversing mandates, there's no legal justification in the U.S. Constitution for these mandates to exist.
And they admit they don't protect you. States that didn't do them were healthier. So let me ask you this. There's two schools of thoughts. Don't study your enemy, just defeat them. I disagree with that school. Know why they're doing it. Why does Bill Gates and the globalists want to kill everybody? Are they just psychotics? I mean, they think they're saving the earth or super hyper aggressive. What is their problem? Like, why did Hitler want to kill everybody? Like, what is their problem?
Well, look, I think they have the same rationale. What was the argument by the Nazi German physicians in World War II? They were doing research to make humanity better. If you ask Bill Gates, I'm pretty certain he would tell you we are doing research to make humanity better.
And to do that, we got to get rid of the inferiors.
They have both decided that they know what a better humanity is, and they are going to take action because they are playing God, and they believe they know what makes humanity better, and they're bent on doing that.
Absolutely. I was about to say that they want to play God, exactly.
I mean, look, they have the perfect tool to do it. This is Jurassic Park. I don't know if you remember out of that movie, but you know the reality was that the scientists in Jurassic Park were playing with something they didn't have the knowledge base to do. There were people that were smarter than them that started it, and then on the shoulders of the individual started playing with things and learning things. And everything about this smacked me in the face of somebody who didn't exactly know what they're doing, but they're on a learning curve. And the longer we give them to learn, the more dangerous they're going to become.
Exactly. Big, powerful corporations given unlimited bio knowledge, and they're playing with it. They're getting more wild.
Yeah, and all of these stories have the same phenomenon. A scientist in the background saying, you shouldn't be doing this. You don't have all your ducks lined up. You don't know everything you need to be controlling. And nature has a way of overcoming what mankind wants to play with. And nature always, always wins.
You're right. So well, it goes back to Atlantis, whether you believe in Atlantis or not. They get godlike power. They blow themselves up. I mean, are we not approaching that point, Dr. Fleming? We have so much power, so much understanding, but we're still the old cavemen we were. How do we not blow ourselves up?
Yeah, you know, we're going to begin my part of the presentation by pointing out to people that thanks to the Ukraine, I no longer have to convince people that the U.S. builds biological laboratories. You know, we know that the Ukraine has 15 labs that were built during the time that Obama said, stop the gain-of-function research. So what did we do? We went over to the Ukraine. 8 of those labs are run completely by the United States Department of Defense. The U.S. Department of Defense is running biological weapons laboratories in another country.
And then censoring any of you talk about it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So why do you think, I mean, I'm not a Putin fan, but why do you think this man, you know, I mean, it's a justification. If I were him and I were sitting there.
Oh, the globalists did everything they could to manipulate the Russians into invading. Absolutely. Dr. Fleming, always impressive. FlemingMethod.com. Come in studio anytime you want. Join us again on other issues. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Join us on the tour.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Ollie Alexander is about to take over. We won't be here without your support. I'm on empty. I need your support. We're selling all the T-shirts and apparel out at cost. We've already sold out of a third of them. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have BrainForce Ultra, which is fast-acting, and it wears off really quick, which is great. What other caffeines or things do? This is different. This wears off in a couple of hours, why I love it. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off on BrainForce Ultra. And we've extended that sale just a few days because people wanted us to. The 75% off sale, up to 75% off sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Immune Support, Physi Magnesium, Vitamin D3, VasoBeats, Biotrue Selenium, and more, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But BrainForce Ultra, 40% off, back in stock. We'll be right back with hour number 4.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.